At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
I want to remind you of a powerful truth. God promises us that our seasons of struggle are not permanent. They are not our final destination. This, my friends, is something we need to hold on to tightly, especially in our darkest moments. Life is full of seasons, just as the natural world moves through cycles of spring, summer, autumn, and winter. So too do our lives. There are times when everything is blooming and life feels easy and joyous. But there are also times when it feels like we are in the dead of winter, struggling to see the light. It's in these moments of hardship that we must remember that change is not only possible, but promised by God. Consider a seed buried in the ground. To the outside world, it looks like nothing is happening. It's just a seed hidden in the dark soil. But beneath the surface, there is a transformation taking place. The seed is breaking open. Roots are growing down, and shoots are reaching up towards the light. Soon, it will burst through the soil and grow into a beautiful plant. This is how God works in our lives. Even when we feel buried and forgotten, God is nurturing our growth and preparing us for a breakthrough. God is always at work, even when we can't see it. We may not understand why we are going through certain trials, but we must trust that God is using these experiences to shape us, to strengthen us, and to prepare us for the blessings He has in store. Sometimes, the most profound growth happens in the darkest times. It is in our struggles that we learn to rely on God more fully and to trust His plan. God is preparing a way for your breakthrough, for your turnaround. This preparation might involve breaking down barriers, opening new doors, or bringing the right people into your life. It might mean healing wounds you thought would never heal or providing opportunities you never imagined possible. But rest assured, God is always preparing a way. I want you to think about a butterfly emerging from its chrysalis. Before it becomes a butterfly, it's a caterpillar, moving slowly, inching along the ground. Then, it enters a period of transformation inside the chrysalis. From the outside, it looks like nothing is happening. But inside, the caterpillar is being completely transformed. When the time is right, it emerges as a beautiful butterfly, ready to soar. In the same way, your current struggles are a part of your transformation. God is turning you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Your wings are coming, and soon you will soar. It's important to remember that this promise of change doesn't mean that our lives will be free from difficulties. We will face challenges, and there will be times when we feel overwhelmed. But these difficulties are not the end of our story. They are a part of our journey, and God promises that He will lead us through them to a place of greater joy, peace, and fulfillment. Friends, your current struggles are not your final destination. God has promised that change is coming. He is preparing a way for your breakthrough. So hold on to this promise. Keep faith alive in your heart. Trust that God is at work, even when you can't see it. Your turnaround is near. Believe it. Receive it. And get ready to step into a new season of blessings. patience, dear friends, is more than just a passive act of waiting.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
It's a profound form of trust, a trust filled with expectation and hope. Patience is about believing that God is at work, even when we don't see immediate results. It's understanding that there is a divine timing to everything, and that sometimes the best things in life require the greatest patience. Imagine for a moment a farmer planting seeds. He does not expect to harvest his crops the day after he plants them. He knows that it takes time for the seeds to germinate, to sprout, and to grow into mature plants that bear fruit. He tends to them daily, watering them, nurturing them, trusting that in due time they will yield a bountiful harvest. This is the essence of patience. It's about having faith in the process and trusting that what we are waiting for is worth the wait. Patience is trusting with expectation. It's believing that God is orchestrating everything for our good, even when we can't see the bigger picture. In our fast-paced world, we often want things to happen immediately. We pray for a solution and expect instant results. But God's timing is perfect, and sometimes He asks us to wait because He is working on something greater than we can imagine. Think about the process of refining gold. It must go through intense heat to remove impurities. Only after enduring the fire does it emerge pure and beautiful. Similarly, patience allows us to be refined, to grow, and to develop into the people God created us to be. The waiting period is not wasted time. It's a time of preparation and transformation. Patience builds character and strengthens our faith. When we learn to wait with grace and trust, we develop resilience. We become stronger, more grounded, and more steadfast in our faith. It's easy to believe when everything is going well, but true, faith is tested in times of waiting. It's in these moments that we learn to rely on God completely and to trust that His plan is better than our own. While you wait for your turnaround, use this time to grow closer to God. Spend time in prayer. Pour out your heart to Him and listen for His voice. Delve into His Word, finding comfort and guidance in the Scriptures. Worship Him with a thankful heart, even before your prayers are answered. When you draw near to God, He draws near to you, and your relationship with Him deepens. This period of waiting is also an opportunity to examine your own heart and life. Ask God to show you areas that need growth or healing. Maybe there are lessons He wants you to learn, or changes He wants you to make. Use this time to become the person He's calling you to be, so that when your breakthrough comes, you are ready to step into the new season with confidence and grace. Let me share a story of a man who exemplified patience. He had been praying for years for a promotion at work. Despite his hard work and dedication, the promotion seemed out of reach. He could have become frustrated and given up, but instead he chose to trust God's timing. He continued to work diligently, always giving his best, and he used this time to improve his skills and build stronger relationships with his colleagues. One day, an unexpected opportunity arose, and because he was prepared and had remained faithful, he was promoted to a position even higher than he had hoped for. Looking back, he realized that the waiting period was essential for his growth and preparation. Friends, I encourage you to embrace patience with a heart full of trust and expectation. Know that God is working behind the scenes, aligning everything according to His perfect plan. Your turnaround is coming, and it will be worth the wait. Until then, let patience refine you, build your character, and strengthen your faith. Use this time to grow closer to God, to deepen your trust in His plan, and to prepare yourself for the blessings that are on the way. Remember, patience is not just waiting. It's trusting with expectation. It's knowing that God is faithful and that His promises are true. Your breakthrough is near. So hold on to your faith and let patience do its perfect work in you. My friends, while you wait for your turnaround, it's important to actively prepare yourself for the blessings that God has in store for you. This waiting period is not a time to sit idly by, but rather a time to strengthen your faith, deepen your relationship with God, and position yourself to receive His promises. Firstly, strengthen your faith. Faith is the foundation of our relationship with God. It's believing in His goodness, His faithfulness, and His promises, even when circumstances suggest otherwise. Use this time to build your faith through prayer, reading the Bible, and surrounding yourself with encouraging believers who can uplift and support you. As you deepen your trust in God, you'll find peace and assurance that He is working on your behalf. Secondly, deepen your relationship with God. Relationships grow stronger through time spent together, and the same applies to our relationship with God. Set aside dedicated time each day to commune with Him. Through prayer, worship, and quiet reflection, listen for His voice in the midst of the busyness of life. Seek His guidance and direction in all that you do. As you draw nearer to God, He promises to draw nearer to you. James 4:8, and you'll experience a deeper intimacy with Him that will sustain you through any trial. Thirdly, position yourself to receive His promises. Sometimes we pray for breakthroughs and blessings, but we aren't ready to receive them when they come. Prepare yourself spiritually, emotionally, and practically. Address any areas in your life where you need healing or growth. Seek reconciliation in relationships that may need restoration. Prepare yourself financially and professionally as best as you can. Trust that God will open doors and provide opportunities, but also be proactive in preparing yourself to walk through those doors when they open, when your breakthrough comes. And it will come. You will be ready to step into the new season with confidence and joy. You will be equipped with a strong faith that has been tested and refined. Your relationship with God will be deeper and more intimate than ever before. And you will be positioned to fully receive and steward the blessings that God has prepared for you. Friends, as we wait for our breakthroughs, let us actively prepare ourselves for the blessings that God wants to pour out upon us. Strengthen your faith, deepen your relationship with God, and position yourself to receive His promises. Know that your waiting is not in vain. It's a season of preparation and growth, and when your breakthrough comes, you will be ready to embrace it with open arms, knowing that God's timing and plan are perfect. May you step into your new season with confidence, joy, and an unwavering trust in God's unfailing love. My dear friends, never doubt for a moment that God loves you. His love is unconditional and unending. This love is not based on who you are or what you have done. It is based on who God is. His very nature is love, and He has chosen to pour that love out upon each and every one of us. Imagine for a moment the vastness of the universe. The stars, the planets, the galaxies, all created by God. And yet, among all His magnificent creations, He knows every detail of your life. He knows your joys, your sorrows, your triumphs, and your struggles. He knows what makes you laugh and what brings you to tears. He knows your heart's deepest desires and your most hidden fears. and He cares deeply about every aspect of your life. God's love for you is personal and intimate. It's the love of a perfect father who sees you as his beloved child. No matter where you are, no matter what you have done, his love for you remains constant. It does not waver with your circumstances or your actions. It is a love that is always present, always reaching out to you, always inviting you into a closer relationship with him. This love is a powerful force that can transform any situation. When you feel discouraged, remember that you are loved by the Creator of the universe. This is not just any love. It's a love that has the power to heal, to restore, and to bring hope where there is despair. It's a love that can lift you out of the darkest pit and set you on solid ground. Consider the impact of knowing that you are loved unconditionally. When you truly grasp the depth and breadth of God's love for you, it changes everything. It gives you the courage to face any challenge, knowing that you are not alone. It gives you the strength to keep going, even when the road is tough. It fills you with a sense of worth and value that nothing in this world can take away. There may be times when you feel unworthy of this love. You might think of your past mistakes, your shortcomings, and wonder how God could possibly love you. But let me assure you, God's love is not dependent on your perfection. It is given freely, without condition. He loves you not because of what you have done, but because of who He is. God's love is also a guiding force. When you open your heart to His love, you allow Him to lead you, to guide you, and to shape your life according to His perfect plan. His love provides direction and purpose. It helps you see beyond your current circumstances to the greater picture He has in store for you. In moments of discouragement, remind yourself of this unchanging truth. You are loved by God. Let His love be your anchor, your source of comfort, and your wellspring of hope. When you face difficulties, let His love be the light that guides you through. When you are weary, let His love be the strength that sustains you. Friends, remember that God's love is available to you right now, in this very moment. It's a love that is bigger than any mistake, stronger than any fear, and more enduring than any trial. Embrace this love. Let it fill your heart, and let it transform your life. As we go through life's ups and downs, let us always remember this fundamental truth. God loves us. His love is our greatest gift, our constant companion, and our eternal hope. Never doubt it. Hold on to it. Let it be the foundation upon which you build your life. You are loved by the Creator of the universe, and that is the most powerful truth of all. Now, let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come together in prayer, we seek your guidance, breakthrough, and healing. Grant us the strength and wisdom to overcome the challenges we face. Provide us with the perseverance to stay strong in the face of adversity and to trust in your plan for us. Lord, we ask for healing, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. Help us to find peace and restoration in every area of our lives. We also pray for financial breakthrough, Lord. Lead us to opportunities and blessings that will alleviate any financial burdens we may be facing. Guide us in managing our resources wisely, and help us to be good stewards of all that you have entrusted to us. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We trust in your goodness and faithfulness, knowing that you will lead us to the breakthrough, healing, and financial stability that we seek. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Don't Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.